iRockRadio.me. It is Jay Hunter. I'm at the Chameleon Club for the tour going on with Blacktop Mojo and otherwise. I'm here with the brothers Adrian and Ryan. How are you guys?
What's going on, my man?
What's up, brother?
It's always great to see you guys.
Jay Hunter.
It's so funny because the first time that we had been on Shipwrecked, you guys played as a band, and by the end of the cruise, I think Ryan was tired of seeing us. We ran into him everywhere. We were on the one boat, the one little boat going to the island before you guys played and everything. It was just
what we love about Shipwrecked.
And now he comes for the interview. He's like, oh, this guy again.
These fucking guys over here.
So what's going on? You guys have been on a little bit of a hiatus for a while. I guess is it safe to call it that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a little bit of a hiatus.
It was a transitional phase. We had to regroup. You know, as we were talking before we started, you know, we switched labels. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had some member changes, and you know, there's been some internal kind of shufflings with management and all that kind of thing. And but it's been really good. It's been very productive, and the end product has been super positive.
Now, during that hiatus also, you guys did a lot of things personally, too. You bought a new house with your family?
No, we're working towards that, but we moved into a new place, a little, like, apartment condo in Vegas, and that's why.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw it on Facebook, and then I was like, oh, well, you got this.
No, well, that's the next step, Jay Hunter, is a house. Yeah, so I had the honor, and my brother and I both got invited to be stowaways on the last Shipwrecked, and thankfully my bro got to go, but I had to stay home and take care of things on the home front.
And then Ryan on Shipwrecked, you're big into yoga.
My girlfriend's like a pretty serious yogi, and I just kind of like pretend to do the poses. So we did yoga with everybody on the boat, and that was pretty fun. She helped out. She pretty much ran it, and I was just like up there doing the poses.
Okay.
But yeah, yoga's a great practice, you know.
Ryan,
I was going to come and actually check it out, but the Bloody Marys at the bar were calling my name. So.
Yeah, I can't blame you, dude.
So, and then Brian, where's he at right now?
He's always like tuning his drums and fine tuning stuff and making sure everything's precise. So he's probably working on his gear somewhere.
He has been just photography and videography machine.
Oh yeah, the guy. He picked it up quickly too. I mean, he only started, you know, maybe a year or so ago, maybe two at tops.
And
I mean, his stuff's on par with some the big name professionals, you know. And we're very fortunate to have him. You know, he puts out a lot of good content for us. He's done a couple. He edited the video for the Ballad of Ivan Patrick. You know, we did that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did that. We did that independently as in between switching labels. You know, so we did it on our own. It was total DIY, and Brian was a big part of that.
Yeah, when you were talking about putting out stuff independently, I was going to ask you about From the Roots. Volume 1 and Volume 2, were either of them on the label, or is that something that you guys were doing just to kind of fill the void and meet a transition? Well, I mean, Volume 1, I guess, was earlier.
Volume 1 is under our former label, but Volume 2, we did it strategically because we knew there was going to be, you know, kind of this hiatus, like you said, you know, the paperwork and going back and forth with lawyers and contracts and stuff, that shit takes months, you know. And it was an opportunity for us to do something that we own 100%. You know, we even actually, the songs we did on From the Roots Volume 2 are all from our independent releases before we even signed. That way, you know, no company owns the rights to those songs. They're ours, you know. We especially the one about our cousin, you know, we didn't feel like any machine should have their hands on that one.
So you now have a new label,
Mascot. Yeah,
there's a new album out right now, and Defy has already defied everything that I thought otherwise was going to sound like, but totally a good thing, because you've certainly broadened your songwriting and singing skills. Where did the motivation come from? Was it a group effort that's like, hey, we have to change something up, or was it more natural?
Yeah, it was just a natural process, you know. As things change in life, you tend to change with them, and you know, we wanted to defy the expectations and defy our own limitations, and that's what we thankfully did with this release. You know, everybody thinks we're supposed to sound a certain way or expects us to, and you know, we've always wanted to push the boundaries creatively, and this has been, you know, that opportunity for us to do so. There was always this sound was something that we always wanted to do, and there's a lot of deep cuts that we have from 10 years ago that have like the electronic soundscapes going through them. It's just that once we got into the industry, you know, a lot of suits were, you know, suggesting, quote unquote, that we sound a certain way and look a certain way and, right, and do certain things. You know, the nature of the beast of turning the music into a business. But, you know, this is a sound that has always been in us. And it's just really, it's exciting now that we finally get to have it out to the public, to the world.
Lifted has already hit number 7 on our top 25 songs.
Lucky number 7, baby. Yeah.
Continuing to do well. Everybody loves it. That was the first song that I had heard off of it. I ended up hearing some other tracks, and it's like, it really does seem as though these songs each have their own different type of personality to them.
You know, our producer, Matt Good, who we went to, it was our first time working with him, and he was adamant about that. He wanted each song, he didn't want to use the same tones, he didn't want to use the same sounds. You know, he really helped us kind of craft those unique personalities for each song, you know, but it's still very cohesive. And, you know, it's awesome. We just played a show in Brooklyn. You know, the whole, our new label came out. Our agent came out. Everybody, it was, you know, the guys from Sirius XM Octane were there. These industry cats were there. And they said that they really appreciated how the new music blends well with the old material. And that was an awesome compliment, because I feel really good about this set that we've been doing here on Defy the Sun tour. And, you know, for other people to take note of that synergy between the older material and the new stuff is just, you know, it's very, very uplifting.
That's a great word to describe it, to uplifting, because the guy right over there, Eric, he'll tell you flat out, I've had some pretty, and I've talked about it on the air here too, so I've had some pretty dark times with depression and with anxiety, that I was actually down and out and not seen publicly in my home area for pretty much close to 3 months. And your music is one of the things that picked me up. And it has for a long time. Going back 3 years ago, when I broke up with an ex-girlfriend, and I took it kind of rough, and
we know how that goes, man.
It was your music that built me up, and then that was actually the time that I bought the guitar, and we went upstairs, and right, you had that little acoustic session. So I'll probably edit this stuff out of the interview, but I just wanted to tell you guys.
This is real life, man.
Tell you guys it, because that was the moment. And I told him that was the moment when I was like, I got three favorite bands in my life, and one of them unfortunately isn't that good anymore.
How did I know you were gonna say that? How did I know?
Yeah. So one hasn't been good live for a long time. The other one is Shine Down. The other one is you guys.
Wow, and, man. That is some serious.
And you know, the beauty of it is, I actually have that one band that I was talking about with the mic covered, and you guys, both guitars side by side on the studio wall.
Wow.
So
that's really cool.
It's a great company to be included in, man. Thank you.
So, yeah, we love you guys. We totally love you guys.
You know, that means a lot, man. I mean, I honestly hope you don't edit that out, because, you know, what you just said is kind of what keeps us doing what we do. You know, I mean, it unfortunately, you know, everyone thinks that if you're in a rock band and you're signed to a record label, you're a millionaire. And that's not the case, you know, for most of us. So to hear that kind of feedback, you know, that our art and what we're dedicating our lives to actually help other people is I mean, that's invaluable, man. So appreciate it.
Well, you guys do a wonderful job, and we look forward to seeing you guys performing tonight. You're on tour with Blacktop Mojo,
yes, sir,
Low Water, and
Kira. Yeah, all great bands. So, you know, this tour package has been awesome, because it's a nice little amalgamation of like new rock, you know, and there's a little bit, each band is different. We're all rock bands, but we all have a different style. So for rock and roll fans to come and check out the Defy the Sun tour, you'll get something that you like, you know. It's really been a beautiful experience, man. And these guys, the best part about it is that the dudes in all the bands are good dudes. They're cool cats, you know? It's like, they're not only great bands, but they're also great people. You know? Yeah. That's not always the fucking case in this industry.
No, no. Sometimes you just have to grin and bear it and just kind of see each other when you're passing each other backstage. Yeah. But then there's other times when you're with a band and it's like family. So. Yeah.
And that's how it felt. It feels like that right now.
Very cool. All right. It's Ryan and Adrian Patrick from the band Otherwise. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to play something off the Defy album right now. We'll play Lifted.
All right.
Give it one more spin.
Appreciate it.
Would you guys like to do the honors and introduce it and kind of talk a little bit about that particular song and what was behind the writing?
Yeah. What we really wanted to do is on this record for us personally is, we kind of didn't want to take ourselves so seriously anymore, and I think in the past we thought we had to, or we were kind of forced to, you know, like to do that. And we're dealing still with heavy subject matter, but we're trying to do it in a more coy, kind of tongue in cheek, humorous way. You know, that way it's fun, and we want to have fun with our music and fun with our careers and our lives, and you know. This song is all about the stuff that got us in trouble and, you know, kicked off of tours and banned from festivals and thrown in drunk tanks and all that good shit. And you know, it is dark, you know, but it's fun. The video, you watch the video. We had so much fun making the video. We had fun writing the song. We have fun playing the song every night. So we hope all the listeners at iRockRadio.me have fun listening to it as well. And this is our new single. It's called Lifted.